When a public crisis arises, whether flood, fire, or as in Tuesday's case, a power outage, many people are away from home and immediately turn on the radio to find out what happened. And KPCW will always be on the air thanks to a monolithic generator parked behind its studios. KPCW engineer Mario Heeb says the radio is the best source for information because during an emergency, most cell networks will crash.
Because the network is only designed for 5% of the usage. So when you exceed that 5%, everyone calls up somebody, calls the power company or calls the police department. The cell phone network crashes. So you turn on the radio. You turn on KPCW.
He tells the story of how the generator came into being about 4 years ago and when KPCW became the source for public notification during emergencies.
A few months or a year after we moved into the new facility here, in Sweet Alley. The town has dirty power. It has intermittent power because we're up in the mountains. And it's always been, part of that time, it was always when the power was out, people would tune into the radio station to find out why it was out. But because the studios didn't have power, we could never tell people. We'd be off air. And so that was always ironic. And we said, we have to do something about this. And so our development people, we put together a proposal. We priced out generators and raised money from the city, from the county, and then we did a mini fund drive just for a generator.
The 6,000-pound yellow Caterpillar generator sits just behind the studios, and it kicked on Tuesday when all of Park City switched off.
And I was downtown eating lunch while this happened. I was at Devon's eating a salad, and I saw the lights flicker, and then I heard a boom, and I thought, oh, no. And I thought, we're going to be off the air. Well, no, we're not going to be off the air. We have a generator.
Heeb says it allows KPCW to be what he calls the first informer.
We are not a first responder. We are a first informer. And we work with first responders in getting the communications out to the community. Some people may call the police department. Some people might, you know, call the power company. But most people, I think, will tune in the radio, especially KPCW, because we're the local news source. For real-time news.
The generator, he says, provides about 80 kilowatts and holds about a day and a half worth of fuel.
And our load here, if we turn everything on in the studios, let's say our air conditioning was on full blast, every computer, you know, and it was 100 degrees outside, it would run everything, which is about 30 kilowatts. And you say, well, why do you need an 80-kilowatt generator? Well, the thing is, we're up here at above 7,000 feet. And the generator is rated for sea level. So we have to have a larger generator as we go up in altitude.
Heeb says when the generator was being installed, it was supposed to go next to the radio station and the liquor store. But when they started digging a pad, a historic forge and wall was uncovered. That's what the historic preservation crews have been working on all summer. And now the whole area behind the KPCW studios was engineered to accommodate the generator.
So they had to redesign the pad back here. Yeah, crane was way over there, and a big, huge thing, and it just dropped it right in place. And if you look at this sidewalk out here, the one that goes right up to the liquor store, it is designed to hold the weight of the fuel truck. They thought of everything.
That's KPCW sound engineer Mario Heeb. He says that's why the community should always support KPCW, because it supports the community, especially in times of crisis. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.